Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. India and Philippines adopt a five-year plan of action to guide bilateral cooperation under elevated strategic partnership. Russia backs India over oil imports, saying sovereign nations have right to choose trading partners independently. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan's party, Tehreek-e-Insaf, launches nationwide protests to mark 2 years of his imprisonment. Brazil's Supreme Court orders house arrest of former President Jair Bolsonaro. And Australia and Japan sign largest ever defense agreement. India and the Philippines have agreed to elevate bilateral cooperation to the level of strategic partnership. The decision was taken during bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Philippine President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. in New Delhi today. In a joint press statement after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Philippines also adopted the five-year plan of action for the period of 2025 to 2029 to guide cooperation under the elevated strategic partnership during the bilateral talks.
आज मैंने और राष्ट्रपति जी ने आपसी सहयोग क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय परिस्थितियों पर विस्तार से बातचीत की ये प्रसन्नता का विषय है कि आज हमने अपने संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का निर्णय लिया है इस पार्टनरशिप के पोटेंशियल को परिणामों में परिवर्तित करने के लिए एक व्यापक एक्शन प्लान भी बनाया गया है
Mr. Modi asserted that the two countries remain committed to peace, security and prosperity and a rules-based order in the Indo-Pacific region. Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the Philippines government and the president for strongly condemning Pahalgam attack and standing with India in its fight against terrorism. Speaking on the occasion, Philippines president said that both India and Philippines have agreed to level up collaborations in defense and security.
Safe navigation and security are important, especially for Filipino seafarers who are on almost every ship plying these historic and strategic sea lanes. I again thank the Indian people and the brave men and women of the Indian Navy through Prime Minister Modi for your kind rescue of our nationals in 2024 after a Houthi rebel attack. We recognize India's influence as first responder role in this critical area, and we want to work with you for a free and open Indo-Pacific. Pacific.
Addressing the media, Secretary East and External Affairs Ministry Periah Sammy Kumaran said India and the Philippines concluded an exchange 14 MOUs across various sectors after the talks between the two leaders.
Several agreements, MOUs, were concluded and exchanged during the visit. There were 14 of them. These include mutual legal assistance treaty in criminal matters, a treaty on transfer of sentenced persons, terms of reference on negotiations for the India-Philippines preferential trade agreement, terms of reference for service, staff talks, Army, Air Force and Navy, enhanced cooperation between Coast Guards, statement of intent on cooperation in space, cultural exchange program, a program of cooperation in science and technology, an MOU for cooperation in digital technologies, and an implementation program for tourist cooperation.
Mr. Kumaran stressed that direct flight connectivity between India and the Philippines is likely to be operationalized in the coming months. He said that India has announced gratis e-tourist visa for Philippines nationals. He added that the Philippines has made visa-free entry possible for Indian tourists for up to a period of 14 days. The state visit of Philippines President Marcos commenced yesterday and will continue till Friday. Russia has rejected recent US remarks against India over its oil imports, asserting that sovereign nations have a right to choose their trading partners independently. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov, addressing a press briefing in Moscow today, slammed the United States for pressurizing India, calling such actions illegitimate. The remarks follow US President Donald Trump's warning to raise tariffs on India for purchasing and reselling Russian oil. This is Akashvani and you are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Pakistan's Tehreek-e-Insaf PTI party today launched a nationwide protest marking the second anniversary of former Prime Minister Imran Khan's arrest. PTI workers and activists took to the streets across the country, claiming that at least 300 PTI activists have been arrested in Lahore in raids conducted overnight. In a message posted on PTI's X account, Party Chief Imran Khan denied any wrongdoing and termed the cases registered against him, including that of terrorism or disclosure of official secrets, as politically motivated. United Nations organization, the World Food Programme, WFP, has said Afghanistan is witnessing its sharpest ever surge of child malnutrition, adding that the country requires $539 million to help the most vulnerable families. A quarter of Afghanistan's population, almost 10 million people, face acute food insecurity, where one in three children is affected. The WFP said the rise in child malnutrition was linked to a drop in emergency food assistance over the past 2 years because of dwindling donor support. The US, which has been the largest funder of the WFP, providing $4.5 billion of the $9.8 billion in donations, had cut off food aid to Afghanistan in April. Israeli defense systems today intercepted a new missile attack on the Ben Gurion airport launched by Yemen's Houthi military group. The Houthis fired a hypersonic ballistic missile targeting the Israeli airport. The Houthi group, which controls much of the northern Yemen, has been firing missiles and drones towards Israeli targets since November 2023. Australia and Japan have signed their largest ever defense agreement. Australian Defence Minister Richard Marles said that under the deal, Australia will acquire 11 advanced Mogami-class stealth frigates from Japan's Mitsubishi Heavy Industries to upgrade its naval fleet. These warships, capable of launching long-range missiles, boast an operational range of up to 10,000 nautical miles, far exceeding the current ANZAC class's 6,000. Mr. Marles hailed the agreement as a significant milestone in Australia-Japan relations, marking deepening cooperation between the two Indo-Pacific partners. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has been put under house arrest as per an order issued by the country's Supreme Court. The decision was announced yesterday as the former president is facing trial for allegedly plotting a coup against President Lula da Silva. Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes justified his decision by saying Bolsonaro participated in a demonstration via video conferencing on Sunday in Rio de Janeiro and hadn't complied with restraining orders put on him last month. Bolsonaro could potentially face 40 years of life imprisonment if the charges are proven accurate. Around 7,000 cases of chikungunya have been reported across China's Guangdong province since July, prompting measures similar to those taken during the COVID-19 pandemic. We have a report.
In China's Foshan city, which has been hit the hardest, patients admitted to hospitals are discharged only after they test negative or at the end of a week-long stay. Apart from Foshan, at least 12 other cities in China's southern Guangdong province have reported infections from this mosquito-borne virus, with nearly 3,000 cases got reported last week. Although rare in China, chikungunya outbreaks are common in South and Southeast Asia and parts of Africa. On Monday, Hong Kong reported its first case of the viral disease after a 12-year-old boy who developed fever, a rash and joint pain after travelling to Foshan in July. An official said all the reported cases have been mild so far, with 95% of the patients discharged within 7 days. Still, the cases have led to some panic given the virus is not widely known in the country. Meanwhile, the US has urged travellers to China to exercise increased caution following the outbreak. Shagun Chopra for World News.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Philippines adopt a 5-year plan of action to guide bilateral cooperation under elevated strategic partnership. Russia backs India over oil imports, saying sovereign nations have right to choose trading partners independently. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan's party launches nationwide protests to mark 2 years of his imprisonment. Brazil's Supreme Court orders house arrest of former President Jair Bolsonaro. And Australia and Japan sign largest ever defense agreement. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.